Shir Nun, duplicate Shir Nun due to loss of time and turnover.
It does not mean, I mean, this hour, that Rabbi Tam says, in spite of the fact that Yoshe the Rabbi Shem Kesar is suing, but if the Mazik has Kesar for Meita, then he must pay with Kesar for Meita, and he cannot pay in suing, does not mean that he owes him Kesar. He owes him Meita. He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that he owes him Kesar. Or he owes him a, you see, that Rabbi Tam himself says, Yesh Yudin, bin Zokin, and Kesed Meita, bin Yulasri Abdi Yisuri, Ubal Heli, bin Yisri Zuzay, and bin Motsal, and Yisau, and Yau Yisuri. But a Mazik, even if Yisri Zuzay, so he can, but if he has also Meita, he can give him with Meita too. Only by Bal Heli we say, if the Leiva has cash, so then he cannot pay with anything else, not even with me. Why? So it's, the Ritva says the same aloha. That part of the Rabbi Tam, the Ritva is made, the Ritva is made, the Ritva is and there is a riot. This is his own benches from the Gemara in a case. So what's the pshat? Because when somebody borrows money, so he has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Because he borrowed. What did he borrow? Did he borrow Meita? He didn't borrow Meita, he borrowed cash. So maybe he has to pay cash. He doesn't have cash, so he's not mechuyev to convert it to cash. So that's the reason. But so maybe by Balchei, if he has cash, if he has keset, he has to pay dafke with keset. Not with Meita. Not with Meita. But by Nizek, he's mechuyev to pay, so there we cannot say he's mechuyev to pay cash. We cannot say he's mechuyev to pay cash. He's mechuyev to pay. He's mechuyev to pay. So why do we say by Nizek, that the Nizek is entitled to collect from the Mazik either Kesef or Meita? So it doesn't mean that his chiyuv is Kesef or Meita. The chiyuv is to pay the certain value, whether it's cash or Meita or Subi. A certain value, that is here. By Balchei, so his chiyuv is, he should have been pleased to pay cash, because he borrowed cash. So Mele, he's mechuyev to pay cash. That is part and parcel of his shindagu. Masheim came by Mizek, so he was mazik, so he's giving him absent, so he has to pay, he has to reimburse him for the absent. That's his shindagu, to reimburse him for the absent. In what? Doesn't make any difference. He's mechuyev to reimburse it. As far as the Shimud Aguf is concerned, so his Shimud Aguf is to reimburse, whether it's with Meita or cash or Subi, he's obligated, that's his Shimud Aguf, to reimburse the Nizek for the Hezek, to reimburse it. But when Rabbi Tam says, if he has Kesef or Meita, then he must pay with either one, that means that the Nizek has a schus gvir of collecting, of being given, either Kesef or Meita. But as far as the Shindaguf is concerned, so there is no Shindaguf, dafke Kesef or Meita. Shindaguf to reimburse it, in any way. But it's a schus gvir that the Nizek has to collect from either Kesef or Meita. So it's a schus gvir. So the Meile, it doesn't apply to the case of the Neveh, because as far as $20 is concerned, so Meile, that means to the extent of $20, it's already gone. You don't have to resort to a Neveh. It's already gone. What does Neveh mean? Neveh means to take it away from the possession of the Mazik and to bring it into his possession. But as far as the value of the Neveira is concerned, the woman Sheir was killed, Shimon Sheir, and Shimon Sheir, so Shimon Sheir, the Neveira of Shimon Sheir, after the Hezek, is worth $20. So to the extent of $20, a Neveira has already been realized. It's already gone. So it's not shy enough to say, according to Rabbi Tam, he has his schus, Neveira, to collect from Kesef or from Eita, because he can tell him, you have his chuzgmiye to collect from Eita Kesef or Eita, but that is chuzgmiye. It doesn't mean that I have a shibuda goof to pay you with Kesef or Eita. I don't have a shibuda goof. I'm not obligated to pay you with Kesef or Eita. I'm obligated to reimburse you. This, that, it doesn't make any difference. Now, and to the extent what you only have is chuzgmiye to collect from Kesef or Eita, you already collected. The carcass you already collected. In whose possession has the carcass been? The heretofore share. In the possession of the Nizek. And it's still in the possession of the Nizek. Except that now it's not a living animal. It's in a way. But it's already collected. So to the extent of $20, it's already collected. So the Mele, he cannot demand of him that he should give back. So it's like, suppose, let's say, once the hezek happens, so the mazik, and the nizik says to the mazik, you owe me $100. So then the mazik says, here is my watch, it's worth $50, take it, and the rest I'll pay you later. So can the nizik then return the watch and say, no, I want $100, $100 cash. He already collected. So, into the extent of the value of the nevele, it's already collected. So the nevele, he cannot say, give me either cash or nevele, I don't want to. He already collected it. It's only his whiskey. I mean, that's the plain text on this guy. Alright. We need to the Rashi. What the concept called the music? The nevele, the ultras nevele. The Orham Rachman Mishat Mizek Koyim Beshusen Mizek. The Mitzri Yaakov Absodon Mishat 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 Mizeku. Mishal Mazik Masha Nezik Ali Yetzal Adoni. Shus Nevele Shove Mishat 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 כי בכסיב ואומי זה נשבר ומישבע אין רואה שהוא עשה נשם תהיה בין שני הקשור ואימי יובי הדודו ליבס Now, there are three shuas that are with rice. With rice, there is no such thing as a shua of Nishba Bishav, but it's a shua of Nishba Bishav. So there are three shuas. What are three shuas? Mitzas, Shomrim, and Midachat. Midachat. So in other words, Mitzas, if Ruben says to Shimon, you owe me $1,000, and Shimon says, I owe you only $500, is it in Mitzas, so he pays the 500, then he has to pay the Shmuel and the other 500. What does it mean, Shomri? So, if, let's say, he was made here, let's say, Behemah, he came, and then, the Shema Socho, he stayed, I mean, let's say, Shemachilom, he stayed in the middle of an Erdo, so he has to take the Shmuel, and if he doesn't take the Shmuel, he has to pay. Or, the Shema Socho, he stayed in the Enso, so he has to take the Shmuel, take the Enso. If he doesn't take the Shmuel, the Enso, so he has to pay. Yes, the pay. And then there's a shuas idachat. See, Rubin says to Shimon, you buy from me $1,000. You buy from me $1,000. So if, let's say, Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny, or you borrow bail. So he's a kibra'am. Either I say, don't demand to be Shimon, or I want on the shuas. That's only, there is no way. But suppose, Rubin says to Shimon, you borrow from me $1,000, and Shimon says, no, you don't pay, or I didn't borrow from you a penny. But Rebecca, let's say, lady says, I saw how he borrowed, and Shimon denied Rebecca, he contradicted Rebecca, he says Rebecca is lying. So then, Shimon has to take a shmuya to be machmish Rebecca. And if he doesn't, if he refuses to take his shmuya to be machmish Rebecca, then he has to pay. So these are the three shmuyas. So Yidachot is Mechayim Shmuel. How about it? It means, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $1,000. Shimon says, I borrowed from you $500. $500, so he has to swear on the other $500. Suppose Yidachot Levis testifies that he was there at the time of the Alvoy. And it's true, he only borrowed $500. So he says, then he doesn't have to take his shuri. And that's the shame of him. So Kashe by the Rosh is, here the Gemara says, Tor if he tor if he'll be late, halfway from the shout. So what it means, Tor if he tor if he'll be late, you'll be 18, shame if you're 14, so what? So where is the potter of his shuri? Only if he produces saving. What does it mean? Aiding means swearing. He doesn't say you're aiding. But according to Ramatam, why do I get to aiding? Even if he produces one aid, he should be put there because Adam Sayyidah is put on his shoe. That's the cash. Tenga, the Pirish Ramatam, that's in the name of the Rosh. The Pirish did that with the Mishwe, in King of the Aiding, the Dechot Sage, the Lake of the Maymaru, after the Aiding, maybe here when the Gemara says you're aiding, it doesn't mean aiding to aid. I mean aiding is used in a collective sense, whether you have one or you have a 100 aiding. So here in Chanam, according to Ramatam, your aiding means witnesses, whether even one, because Adam says it's the Rishwe, we cannot say it, because we deduce this aloche from the posik of the UA. And the Torah uses the Loshin Eid, Mora says, Kol Mokev, Shelema Eid, Harek Hashnai, Achi, Yifrikocha, Akos Vecho. So in Astam, because the Torah says in one place, you look at Midach Adish, the Cholobin of Shvuot, the Cholobin of Cholchatos itself, the Cholobin of Cholchatos. So there the Torah spells out, we look at Midach Adish. So that implies that only when it's spelled out, Echot. But if it hadn't been spelled out, Echot, so aid means two. So here too, the Torah says, you'll be aid. It doesn't say, you'll be aid, Echot. You'll be aid, Nastam. So aid means Nastam. To aid it, Vinirali, so it's a very strong kasha against Hamdan. Vinirali, so the Rosh mentions a very big thing. The Rehiksha, the people that are Shimon called the priest, the Chidmokim Shi Yishrei, so if you are the aid. The Rehifta Bishwe, in Kain, Idechot Nam in the paper. Idechot Nam in the paper. In other words, that if there are any who could testify as to whether the Behemoth died Behemoth or the Behemoth died in Shir, so then he said, in Yehuda, deduces it from the Posik, that if he could produce any, then the mitzvah cannot pattern himself with the shvuyah. It's a special aloha here. When can he pattern himself with the shvuyah? It's impossible to produce aiding. There are no aiding who are present. But if there are aiding who are present, but you have to get them. It's a deal to get them to produce any product. So then Simi Yehuda says, here there is a special aloha, that if there are aiding who could verify it, then the shame are the good memory of the shame. So we may have seen here there is special human that the mokim she is shreya tzorech lo veidim we live for the shmue. So we may have this aloche of this aloche of Edam Sayuya Petri of the shmue doesn't apply. I mean, why do you say that? What has one chumre to do with the other? In other words, this is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosov. Because how does he know this aloche? In Torah, if you Torah, if you you're so because the Torah says in Torah, if you Torah, you'll be your aid, And what does it mean? Except if the Torah spells out to the contrary. So here the Torah doesn't spell out to the contrary. So the Torah says in effect, in Torah, if you Torah, if you be Ushrei Eid, then you'll be Potter. But if he produces one Eid, even though generally, the general principle is in Italian is Feita, but here there is a special Zerasakosu. The Tidam says, yeah, it was not Potter. Why does the Torah say? So we see that here there is a special Zerasakosu, that the Mokin Shei Shei. So then he must produce it. Special Zerasakosu. So there is another special Zerasakosu. The Torah here was Mach. Alright. So the Gemara says, wait, the Prasna Veyot Anoi, the Tanya, in Torah, if you don't, Torah, if you wait, you'll be in Shemit Chavein, a supporter, Abishol Leimei, you'll be Adud Oli Bezdin, you'll be Adud Oli Bezdin, Adud Oli Veil Oli Bezdin, Lishoim or Kamu Lishoim, Lachamash Makoy, you'll be Adud Oli, the torn animal, Kirsiba Beka Yochlei, Dahim Shol, Kilam China Doye, Mipi Meir. So what's the Machlekes? My love, welcome to the game. Now there couldn't be a Machlekes between Rabbonu and Tanya Kama and Dahim Shol in regard to the question as whether if Eidim come and testify that Mitter Rabbeinus, so the Tanya Kama says he's Potter and Dahim Shol says he's Chayv, I mean that is impossible. So what's the Machlekes? What does Dahim Shol add? My rabbi to come in for ye, the Marsova, Prasne Vele, the Nizekave, Umarsova, the Mazikave. Let's see the Rash. My rabbi come in for ye, the Bains, Novada, the Republic of the Show. The name of that you need for Bains, ye Hai, the Shino Soha Hai Bells, Elo Rekoma, in Nitri for Bipshie. Because the same person, as we mentioned, as Rashi says, a Chumash, because Hatrei for Nishal, with the Hei idea. Only certain kind of a treifa is going Nishalim. But certain kind of a treifa is Nishalim. So this posik deals not only with the Ptur of Enes, he deals with the Ptur of no Enes. Some Mele, Abishol says, he darshins from the posik, the Shinsor Chayvas Okna. Im Nitro Rabbi Shia Sheibat Ashlumim, Yobi Atudo, Vyesit Mbeis El Adomim, Shinsor Vibishas Lise, די מישן דומן דאש דעם יצרה די האש די איז אין דער זאך אין נייס יויבליי קומט נו אל די פרסן דיי וואס די טאל קאמע דעם מאפ קלאר דרוש איז אבער פרסן דיי די מאזיקע יו קא חלימוצי סו הו אסיומס די לוס סו הי סייז פרסן דיי מאזיקע סו אקורדינג to the Tanekame, if let's say the value of the Nevele declines from the time of the Ezek up to the time of the Amudim, let's say the worth of the Sheiran Ezek was $100. Then once the Ezek was perpetrated by the Sheir, so the Nevele was worth only $20. But and that was on Sunday. But on Friday, the time of Amad Medin, so the Nevele disintegrated, and it's worth only $5. So the question is, does he have to add? Does the Mazik have to add only $80, because Prasne Vele is the Nizek, or he has to add $95, because Prasne Vele is the Mazik? So Abishol holds that Prasne Vele is the Nizek. So the Mele, the Mazik has to add on Friday only $80. And who has the loss of $15? So the Nizek has the loss of the $15. And Tanakama says, no, Prasne Vele, if the Vele declined between Sunday and Friday, and it went down from $20 to $5, so then the Mazik on Friday, when the Amor Medin is, he has to pay $95. That's the Machlekes. So Tarkam and Limot La Adrosh is on the past the Goli Mazika. He'll come to Motsu Lutmi Kod Adrosh. He will shim domin the Hashem in Israel. Do Tanya, Yoshef and Rabbi Shomikes. That's what the Mori want to say. So the Mori says, look, the Kul Al Medin is that everybody agrees that Prasne Vele is Nizek. And if on Sunday when the Hezek occurred, So the value of the Neveilah was $20, and on Friday, the time of the Medina, the value of the Neveilah went down to $5. Then everybody can come in, Abishalom made it, that all that the Mazik has to give on Friday to the Nizek is $80. Who suffers the loss? So the Nizek suffers the loss, the $15 loss. So, but what does Abishalom say? So in other words, Abishol deduces from the posik. Abishol deduces from the posik of our Messiah Loi. He deduces the posik, the aloche, that Tereach Nevele is incumbent upon the Mazik. Tereach Nevele, lo biyo mi mokim shem yisa shom, mi mokim shom yisa shom. Abishom sova ala Maziku. And the Gemara says, Vatani, binichus, minachir mi minayim shem ala beila, ala ishir mi beile. Talmud leim ha kesef yoshim li bolo. Vyamei, oma le abaye, because if the world amazes, mashma shab amazes yoshik nivolo. That's like on the show. Oh, Malay Abaye. Oh, Malay Abaye. In other words, so, the price deduces it, the price according to the show. But according to the price, it's deduced from the posik of Amesi Alei. And according to the price, Yobi Adun Ulubezin, so it's deduced from the posik of Yubi Alei. Ein Dosh Nadudo. But, sorry, no kashe, because it's mentioned in two parashas. It's mentioned in the parasha of Be'er and it's mentioned in the parasha of She'er. In other words, in the same aloche of Terach Nevele, that Terach Nevele is incumbent upon the Mazik, is mentioned in the parasha of Be'er and it's mentioned in the parasha of She'er. Parasha of She'er. So, Gemara says, Kashi of the Bible, what Hai Terach Nevele, Yechadome, He lay with the Bira Shad Yesus. So why do we need the post? In other words, the Torah says, that the Nevele is the Mazik. What is the Pesuk has reference? The Pesuk has reference to a case where inside the Be'er, the Nevele is worth only one zuz. But outside the Be'er, the Nevele is worth four zuz. So the Pesuk tells us, the Pesuk tells us, if the Mazik, the Baal HaBe'er, doesn't pull out the Nevele from the Be'er, so then, let's say the She'er, before he fell into the Be'er, the She'er was worth 10 zuz. It was worth 10 zuz. Now, that he fell into the Be'er and got killed, so the Nevele, outside the Be'er, he would be worth 4 zuz. So how much would the Baal HaBe'er have to add to the Nevele? 6 zuz. But inside the Be'er, it's worth only 1 zuz. So how much would he have to add? 9 zuz. So that's the Gzeiras HaKosuv. Either he pulls up the Be'er, he pulls out the She'er from the Be'er, and then you'll have to add to him, over and above, the carcass, 6 zuz, or if not, if he doesn't want to bother, he likes to relax, he doesn't want to pull out the Nevele, so there you'll have to pay 9 zuz over and above the cat Nevele. So there's the Gzeiras HaKosuv. Why do we need the Gzeiras HaKosuv? I mean, the Baal HaBe'er himself would be disposed to pull it out in order to pay only 6 zuz over and above the carcass, not 9 zuz over and above the carcass. Why do we need a posik? So the Gemara says, So the Mele, suppose the Nevele is worth inside the Be'er, it's worth a zuz, and outside the Be'er it's also worth a zuz. So if not for the Gzeiras HaKosuv, then the Baal HaBe'er would say to the Nizek, he would say to the Nizek, now you share fell into my way. And it is worth, the Bible is worth 9 zoos. 9 zoos. The Kusau is worth 1 zoos. So I am giving you 9 zoos, and then you bother with paying that. So if not, for example, Sakosu of the Tereach Nevela and the Mazik, so the Rabbeya could say that, even though the Nizek couldn't like it, he says, I don't want to go down to the depths of the Beya. So he will say to him, just be back. So you don't want to go down to the depths of the Beya, you only have 9 zoos. If you want to have 10 zoos, so then go down to the depths of the Beya, so you'll have another zoos, and then you'll sell it, so you have 10 zoos. Mashain came because of this Yasakosu. So if the Balabeya says to him, here is 9 zoos, and then I don't want to give you any more, you bother with it. So then the Balashia can say, no, either you pull up the Beya, and you pull up the Shea from the Beya, so then you will give me 10 zoos together with the 9 zoos cash that you're giving me now, or if not, I won't. 10 zoos cash, and then best will enforce it. Because it's a result of this Rasakosu of Tereach Nevela. Tereach Nevela is the mask. Alright. Kishur Akeiro. It happened to be so, Rafa Kapshi Bechus Raboya Lihia, he's in Kabinu, so I can read it here.
Shir Nun Aleph and Baba Kama, Chav Zayin Shvat Hei Tav Shin Mem Gimel, February 10th, 1983, on Thursday.
Elon is up. Omar Shmuel, Rashi. Mina Gayonim hu, Shem Shomim lo yoygane ve lo yoygazle. Shem gona bigozol behim lo yoykeim. Vinif chisu etzrei, Ein Shomim am beile, Vashvorim li bayri. Shiyalze bna gane, Hapchas, El yishalim behim lo yoykeim yulim, Vashvorim shalem. Vashvorim shalem. So Shmuel says, that by Ganet and Gazel, let's say somebody stole a Kelim, and he broke it. Whether he broke it Yodayim, or he broke it, or it was broken Mele by itself, and the Kelim is not in the shape it was at the time when he stole it. So the halacha is that he cannot say, let's say, the Kelim before it broke, so it was worth $50. Now it broke, it's worth only $40. There is a certain break in the Kelei, damage. So it's worth only $40. So Shmuel tells us, the Ganav Gazel cannot say, now, I'll take back the Kelei, it's your Kelei, take it back, but there is a damage. So I'll lay $10. He cannot say that. In other words, he has to pay $50. In Shomim lo yilgan lo yilgan, elo nizok. The nizokim, the halacha is, v'ames yilei, so let's say, if Reuven Sheya killed Shimon Sheya, and let's say the Sheya was worth $100, and then the Nevela, Shimon's Nevela, is worth $20, so the halacha is, that Reuven says to Shimon, you take the Nevela, that's $20, and I'll add to you another $80. That's a Nizoki. Mashiki Baganet from Gazlan. So if the Dovor Hagonu, the Dovor Hagozel is not in its original shape, so then he has to pay the whole thing. And he takes the Nevela, he takes the Shomer. This is how Rashi explained. So, meaning that you're more shame, showing the Ghana with Gaza, she's gonna be goes on behind my cave, even if it's a head slave, and showing that Vele Rash won't be barely. She has a Ghana for Pras, El Yisham, Behemo, the Kelly Mulin, the Ashwogim Shalay, El Yizokin Shomin, Kibaksiva Messialay, Vamia Mirafushe. So Shmuel says, "Shomer Gan Gazlan is okay, but Niyei may appreciate." In other words, that's a universal practice by all Dayonim. that's not even a controversial point. In respect to Ganeth and Gazlan, so everybody agrees that Einshon. But I say, even Sheol. Now the question is, in Boyle, Horekomarach, Sheol Shami, the Abba Midali, Oy Dilma Horekomarach, Vanirach, Sheol Shami, the Abba Midali, Tosh, Tahukabo, the Shona, the Mechabre, so a certain person borrowed an axe from his friend Tavre. So the Sheol broke the axe. Also the Kami Dara, Omalei, Zil Shalomlei, Nargemali. The Sheol is Chayvons, Shmami Noin Shom. In other words, so the Roshi was Zil Shlimlei, Nargemali. And if the value of the axe, when it was lent to him, so it was, let's say, it's $20, now it broke, so it's worth only $15, so he told him, you pay him, you share, you pay him $20, keep the broken axe for yourself, and you pay him $20. So Shmamanei Shomi. He said, the Rav held Einshon, Adarabe, Midamrele, Rav Kane, Rav Ase, Rav, Dino, Ochevi, Shosik, Shmam no Shomi, Shosik, so that means he considered. So, Itma, Roma, Ula, Maravrezer, Shomi, Ligam, Vuli, Gazlan, Rav Pope, Roma, Rav Papa, Roma, Rei, Shomi, Vihil, Chesei, Shomi, Vuli, Ligam, Vuli, Gazlan, Avoli, Sheriel, Shomi, Kid, Rav Kane, Rav Ase. So in other words, originally there was a machlekes between Rav and Rav Kan and Rav Asi. So Rav originally held that Lishael is Einshon. Lishael is Einshon. And then Rav Kan and Rav Asi said, no, Dinoche, so Rav conceded. So at the end, Rav conceded to Rav Kan and Rav Asi that only Liganet for Ligazlan is Einshon, but Lishael is Einshon. So that's the aloha. That Lutane Gurigazlan is not Shami and Lishael is Shami. But there is a machlekes. And we see there is a machlekes in regard to Gan Gurigazlan also. Because Itma Roma Rula Omar Ebelezea, Shami Ligane Purigazlan. Shami Ligane Purigazlan. Now, who is the Mandoma who says Shami Ligane Purigazlan? That's the Mandoma who says that Chinu. The Chinu is not Shami. We pass the Chinu is Kenya because the Torah says Vishu Zagdila Shagozal in Kenya Shagozal Yarasi Yavim Vav Domin Vishu. But there is a Mandoma the Gemara in Agezel mentions in Mokor of Tanoim who says Chinu ain't a Kenya. Chinu bin Kenya ain't. Chinu is not in Kenya. Chinu is bin Kenya ain't. Chinu is not Kenya. So the Mele, the whole deen of the Inshomu Ligano Ligazlan is based upon the fact that Chinu is Kenan. So in Mele, we say Inshomu Ligano Ligazlan. But according to Mandoma, the Chinu is not Kenan. So in Mele, if let's say somebody gazles a Kele, and then the Kele, there is a damage in the Kele. So the Gazlan is not Kenan, the Kele. So then he has to return that kele, but he has to add. In order, the difference, in other words, if the kele before it was damaged was worth $20, now after the damage it's worth $15. So I call it a mandoma that chino is not kene. So this is Rebeleza. Rebeleza whole chino is not kene. So the mele, he has to return. He has to return the kele to the nitzel, to the nigne, to the bailey. But he has to pay for the pras. So he has to add $5. But we pass from Shinu is kene, so mele, the dobar hagonu for the dobar hagozel. So becomes the property of the ganev for the gazle, so mele has to pay the whole value, it's $20. So there is a machlekes in respect to Ganeth v'Gazlan also. So the Mandoma who says Shomi, he holds Chinu is not Kenan, but of course we pass the Chinu is Kenan. So the Mele it's Einshon. But then there was a machlekes between Rav and Rav Kane, and Rav Kane and Rav Ase. So Rav originally said that Einshon, Why do you say Inshami? Why Inshami? Because according to Rav, the whole Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv of Sheol is a Chiyuv of Shalem. In other words, because Sheol, why is Sheol Chayuv Onsi? Sheol is Chayuv Onsi because Kol Anu is Shalem. So Mele is Chayuv Onsi because it's considered like his. So the same way as a Leib has to pay. A Leib has to pay because a Leib is Kene, the money that he borrows with Gamre, he has full title. A Sheol is not Kene with Gamre because he's only allowed to have been Shtamish in the Hebrews. But in regard to Tashmumim, it's considered like Shalei. So Mele, if it is, if the Chiyuv Achrayes is because of Shalei, so Mele, it's in Shom. This is what Rav held. But Rav Kan and Rav Asse said Dine Hoche, and then Rav considered. So in other words, so that means that the Chiyuv of Israel is not because of Shalei. But it's a chiyuv of shomrim, like shimachinon, like shimosochol, like seichaya. The only difference is, a shimachinon and shimosochol is only chayim for the pshiye, and or for the gnei v'aveide. Mashin ken isheyal is chayim in gons, but it's not a chiyuv of shalei. If it's not a chiyuv of shalei, he has to pay. So b'meilei he has to pay only for the pchas. So b'meilei it's shomrim. Ein shomrim means that the broken kele that was borrowed belongs to the Sheol. And the Sheol has to pay to the Mashiel, to the Baili, the full value of the Chayitz. Why did Rav say that? Because Rav held that the Mechayev of Sheol is because of Shalei. Because since he's called Anoye Shalei, so the Mele, he's Mechayev to pay because he is Kenet, he's a Baili, in the same way as one who borrows money. He has to pay back. He borrowed $100. So those $100 coins or bills became his. And he doesn't have to return the same $100 coins or the same $100 bills in specie. Yeah? He has to return other $100 bills or other $100 coins. So Mimele, so there is Mechuyev because it's Shalei, he was Kenet. So the Chiyuv Achayes incumbent upon the Sheol, according to Rav, was also the same way as a Levi has to pay because of Shalei, since it's called Anoye Shalei. So Mimele, he has to pay. So Mimele, it's in Shalei. But Akan Rabasi said, no, Sheol is the Chiyuv, is not because it becomes Shalei. He's Mechuyev in the same way as it's a Chiyuv of Shomri. But a Shemachino and Shemasocho, and they say here is only chayev for pshiye or for levavede, not for onsin, and the sheyel is mechuyev even for onsin, even for onsin, but it's not a chiyuv achayus of shalei. So mele, since it's a chiyuv of shalei, not of shalei, so mele chomi, he doesn't acquire title to the barot chayfetz that is damaged, but he returns the barot chayfetz, but he has to add the pass, the difference. All right, now let's see the Rashi. El mizokin shom kitzva mesiyalei la miyem afrishei ola la meinu vera afrishei shom la zokin koi oidil mafrishei un shom vay af agamed vikazlin koi yom rakan rabas mitzitre gashel. Now let's see the cases. In shom lulegane vikazlin פירש הקונטרס, אין שם נמבלה, והשבורים ובאילים, שיעזרתם לבטחס, אלו נשאלים בין משלימו, וכאילו מיולי, והשבורים שלהם, ואף על גב קיימו יושב, רבי שם בכסף וכסף, ואפילו סובים. So the kasha is, what this is asking the kasha, why do we say, Rasha says, אין שם, so he says, אלו נשאלים בהימו, וכאילו מיולי, והשבורים שלהם, so he says, כאילו מיולי, כאילו מיולי, V'yashvorim shalei. So in other words, so Rashi implies two things. Not only that he is kene, that he is kene the kile ashom, let's say, shimen stole or gazled, let's say, a kele from and the kele was worth $20. Then it became damaged. There is a certain break, a certain damage in the tailor, and now it's worth only $15. So the halacha is in Shomim Ligam Gazlan that Shimon Ligam Gazlan acquires title to the Kele and he has to pay Ruben $20. $20. So Rashi says she yalzi adanet hapras and shalim behema became yuri vashvokim shalei. So it's mashma from Rashi's Roshi. That's Rashi Shite here in Mubitzie, that not only that they acquire title and they have to pay $20, but that the aloche of Yoshik, the rabbi Shemi Kesem, Afilu Subi, doesn't apply to Bani Begat. And like this, imazik the aloche is that he can pay with anything. He can pay even with, let's say, with Nivelas, he has many carcasses. So he can pay it with Subi. So, but here, Igazlan cannot pay with Subi. So suppose Shimon says to Ruvei, to the Bailim, says to, I acquire title to the broken cable, to the damaged cable, but I have to pay you $20. But Yoshef Rabbi Shem Kesarat with Subi. So I'll give you $5 cash and $15 I'll pay you by giving you back the kele that originally belonged to you. It's true, it belongs to me now. But why should it be kohua? Tinsubi? So, Rashi Shite is that the aloha of Yoshef Rabbi Shem Kesef Afilusubi doesn't apply to Dan of the Gazlan. Even though it's Chavdalad obviously seeking, and some male one could argue since Chavdalad all Nizikim, and they are all Nizikim, that they have to pay Meta, and Mitaltering everything as a din of Meta. So maybe Dan of the Gazlan, if he wants to pay in Subi, he should be able to pay in Subi. Now, if the aloche of Yoshef Rabbi Shabakesa Afilusubi, that applies to Imazi, if we are to assume that it applies to Dan of the Gazlan too, so then it will follow that even though the Ganef of the Gazlan acquired title to the damaged cage, alright, but he still can use it as part of the payment to give it to him as part of the payment. So Rashi says no, he cannot do it because Rashi says and when Shalim Behemo became Miunim Vashvon Shalei, and that's the issue she tells. So the Lord is doing the Chaymashim Behemo Shalme Minayim Shem Shomim Behemo Dame Behemo Yitazlem Omar Rabbe Bamamu Chaim Shnayim Nishalim Velo Imeisi Ad Kidein Gnei Vegzeil Minayim Omar Rabbe Bamamu Veish Lagdil Asher Goza Al Kasher Goza Kasher Goza Vahal Etayme Vigane Vigazlem Kome Miyad Kishe Yitzio Mishuz Vahal Avon Mazik Lo Yisraya Vahal Kmoi Shehizik Vahal Tayme Hoche Tayme Dimando Omar Afrishe Yorkim Dichayim Yomtsi Nimtsa Shekome Misho Shehizim Yad Abayim Vahadomim Yisraya Vigane Gazlem. That's the reason why Rav originally said that it's a Yishan Mishael, but then he conceded to Rav Kan and Rav Ase. So as I said before, in other words, that the Chiyuv is not a Chiyuv of Shalei by Sheyel, it's a Chiyuv of Shomrim. But another Sheyel, let's say, Ishim HaChiyuv Mishael only from Shiyel. Ishim HaSochom Mishael is Chiyuv from Yilul HaBeyeh as well. And the Sheyel is Chiyuv in France, but it's a Chiyuv of Shomrim. It's not a Chiyuv of Shalei. So anyway, so this is Rashi Shite, and this is Teisa Shite, that the halacha from Shomrim Ligam Ligazle, which is based upon the fact that the Ganef Ligazle is Kene, the Dovr Agon and Dovr Agozo, and the Shinu, but we still could say, true is Kene, but he could use it in payment, like anything else. So there are two halachas mentioned by Shmuel. Number one, that Shimon is Kene. Number two, that the halacha of Yoshef Rabbi Shemekes Vavu Subi doesn't apply to Ganef and to Gazlan because of its special Sasakosu, Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, Chaim Lomeis. So there are two halachas mentioned by Shmuel, according to Rashi and Tesis Pshat. Yes?
Is it possible that this Seres HaKosov is totally independent of the Seres HaKosov of Shimi Kona Shehen? In other words, even if Shimi is not Kona or Shimi is Kona, that doesn't matter. But the Seres HaKosov
No, if Shimi is not Kona, then the second Din couldn't even be discussed. Because if Shinu is not Kene, so that means that the Dovra Gonov title to the Dovra Gonov remains vested in the Bailey. So Beheshev is Akzil Asher Goza. He has to return the Dovra Gonov. That's what the Gemara says in Nagezel. Nagezel, Nakenes, that the machlekes whether Shinu Kene or Shinu is not Kene, so it depends whether he dash in Kinshigos or Yarzo or Vindav Domin Bishlume. That's the Droshe, that the Mandoma who says Shinu Kene dashes, and the Mandoma who says Shinu Ene Kene, he doesn't dash in the Droshe.
So maybe you're shouting.
No. So that means, in other words, if we say, according to the Barosa, who says, the Shinu is not Kene, so title to the Dovra Agonu, in spite of the Shinu, remains vested in the Bailey. If it remains vested in the Bailey, he has to return it, he's mechuyev to return it. Because the Ishim Sakzim Asher Goza. So, in the same way as in the case where there is no Shinu. So then he has to return Dafke, the thing is fishy. He cannot return Domi, he has to return the thing is fishy. So according to Mandoma, the Shinu ain't a Kene, so there's no difference whether there is a Shinu, not a Shinu. He has to return the Dovra Gozo, but he has to pay for the price, the difference. So once we assume the Shinu is Kene, so Mimele, who acquires title to the Dovra Gozo? Suppose he has another damage tailor that he didn't steal, that belonged to him all the time. If we say that the aloche of Yosef Rabbi Shom gets about Yusufi, so then he can take, if he has damage tailor, he can take, can give him 10 damage tailor and to use it as tashlumim. But if, so Teisa Shite and Rashi Shite is no. Here there is a special Zerasakosu of Chayim Shmoyim Yishalom. That here we cannot pay with Chayim Shalom. So there are two alohes according to Rashi and Tesis. Two separate alohes. One aloha is that he got the Dovra Gonuv, that is not Kein Shegozal. So who becomes the owner? Who is Kein the Ganuv Gazal? The other aloha is that he cannot pay, he cannot use it as Tashumi. Because of a special Zakosu of Chayim Shnayim Yishalei Vilonis. This is the Shita of Rashi and Tesis. However, Tesis in Bolitzia, the same Gemara is in Bolitzia, that's how you call. Oh, that's how you call from the base. And the Bey is the fifth line from the end of Romeh. Ahu Gabra Bishol, now the Mechavra Yitva, also the Kamei the Rome. Omer Yizil Aiz Esadeh Dilav. Shom is Bey. The Yitva, the Yilek Esadeh Ma'ai Toshka. Ahu Gabra Bishol, now the Mechavra Yitva, also the Kamei the Rav. Omer Yizil Shri Ma'ar Gemalye. Omer Rav Kamei Rabatze Rav Dino Chedishosi. Rav, the Yilchese, Ke Rav Kamei Rabatze. The Mechavra Yitavne, because Shomi Nishaya, the Hadar Itabra will manually do, he has to supplement. He has to add the difference. We manually made money. So Rashi says, now here Rashi says, in Borokane, Rashi says, Rashwam Ubani Shiaz, Kame Vapras, and Shambim of the King of Rashwam Choi, Rashi Borokane says, Dino Heshi, Shawin, Kuri, Osu, Sukon, Rahman, I mean, it's not in country, but country. Gabin Zokin Tashun Nezik Lam Shabbat with Tatu the Vele, Sheshon the Unveil Shoben Tishani, so our possession is Italy, the Leo Nazi who Michal with Mayen, or an Ame Michal, Yoshumuli, Shibri or Ishen, Vale Michal in Domo, is a Yiddish Mitra Mitra Triache. So why? Because Mishapan Rabasa hold that we share in Shom, Mashinke, so that's why he doesn't have to give a kli also in Sukkot. But Mashiach came, Rav himself originally, he said that he has to give him a kli also in Sukkot. That's in line with Rashi Shite in Bolokam. However, Tesis Bolokam mentions the name of the Rashbam and the name of the Reform, they are Chilek on Rashi and Tesis. Where is Rashi and Tesis say that the Pshat in Shmuel in Shomim Mitamuz and Mitazel means that he is taking the kliyah shovel and then he has to pay domani. He cannot give him the damaged kaler that he was taking as part and parcel of the tashlum. Why? Because Chaim Shnayim Yishalu Lebeisi. There is no aloche of Yoshif Rabbi Shomer Kesev Apir Sudi. So the Rashbam and the Rimon, they both say no. The whole aloha of Inshomim Ligame Poligazle implies the Kino is taken. He's taken. So if he's taken, but, so Mimele, if he's taken, so suppose if he wouldn't became a, let's say, if he wouldn't became a, so if he wouldn't became a, let's say, according to the blessing, that who says that Shomim Ligame Poligazle, because Shino is not taken. Shino is not king. So suppose he would still care. And the keleh was worth at the time of the name of the keleh is worth $20. And then the next day he stole the keleh on Sunday. Then Monday there was a damage to the keleh. It broke. So as a result of the damage, so it's only worth $15. And then the Amud of the Deen takes place a month later. So at that month, a month later, so there was such a decline in the price of the broken Kaleh that whereas on Monday, immediately after the Kaleh broke, it was worth $15. Now it's worth only $10. Now it's worth only $10 because there was a decline in the price of the Kaleh. So according to Rav Lezer, who says Shomi, so in the melee, he'll only have to pay $5. He'll return that Kaleh. The Ganya for the Gazlan will return that Kaleh, and he'll only have to pay $5, because he can tell him, Kol HaGazlonim Mishalmi. So in other words, because the Ishi Zak Zilu Asher Goza. So he's returning, but he has to pay for the pras. What was the pras at the time of the damage? $5. So he only has to pay $5, and he does not, and the Ganev does not have to bear the loss to assume the pras, the decline, the deterioration in the Kaleh between the Shvile and Damrabadi. Mashiach came, that's according to Rav Lezer, so we only have to pay $5. Mashiach came according to Shmuel, who says, in Shomim Lidam of the Gazlem, so that means Shimon is came there. So if on Sunday Shimon stole or Gazlem, who was Kaleh, and that Kaleh at that time, or the time of the Melech, was worth $20. So the Melech, and then the next day, Monday, so there was a break, a damage to the Kaleh. So he was Kaleh. So he acquired title to the Keter. Title to the Keter. So there is a law of Kalagas Lomi, Shalmi, Kishasakzele. Since he acquired title, so he has to pay the value that the Keter had at the time of the Keter. What was the value of the Keter at the time of the Gneve? $20. Now, a month later, at the time of Amor Bedin, the broken Keter is worth only $10. So according to the Rashbam, and the Rivon, even though he of course passed like Shmuel, so he acquired title, but the same aloche of Yoshi the Rabbi Shemkesef Afilusubi, that applies to a Mazi, applies to a Ganav Migazlin too. So then, Shimon will be able to tell Shimon the Ganav Migazlin will be able to tell who in the violin to I acquire title, because it's not King Shigozal. So maybe I have to pay Kishasak Zele. What is Kishasak Zele? The Shasak Zele, it was worth $20. I have to pay you $20, but I don't want to pay you cash. So I'll give you as part payment, I'll give you the broken Keter. How much is it worth now? $10. So you already have $10. And then in addition, I'll supplement you by giving you another $10. According to Shmuel. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Ezer, he only has to give $5, not $10. That's the difference between Rabbi Ezer and Shmuel. In other words, so that's the machlokes between Rashi and Tesis on one end, and the Rashbam and the Rivon Mandara. According to Rashi and Tesis, so Shmuel is telling us two separate alohas. Number one, the Chimney Escape. So he acquires the Ganav Migazlin acquires title to the Chinkas. But then, suppose he wants to give a deal as part payment, so he cannot. Because according to Rashi and Tesis. Why? Because Yoshev Rabbi Shemkes Rav Musubi doesn't apply to Ganav Migazlin. There is a concept of Chaim Shnai Mishalim, Chaim Lemeisi. So he has to pay money. He has to pay money, not to be. He cannot use the Dovah Agonu that belongs already to the Ganav Migazlin as power payment. He cannot use it. According to the Rashbam and according to the Rivon, so the aloche of Yoshev Rav Shemkes Rav Musubi applies to Ganav Migazlin too. But what's the whole aloche of Shmuel and Shomim? That he acquires title. So the Mele, just as he could give him as part payment another Kil HaShavu, he certainly can give him the Kil HaShavu that he stole. It's not worse than another Kil HaShavu. Another Kil HaShavu. This is the Shiteh of the Rashbam. Now, Pinesh Bikunches. Now the Mali Acheres Ikari, Mashvori Yiu Shal Sheil, the Nira of Rabbi Yishmael, the Afilu Dami Migazle Mashma Sheikhin in Yifre Yasubi. Moi Mazi, Ki Rabbi Yom Tore Kame Lo Kame, Kulun Kori Sein, Mishal Yom Meita, Pinesh Esrin Da Arba Odeis, Vigame Migazle Michoro, Aume Midame, Aume Midame Tashku Migame Migazle Tashku Mineze, Vigame Yifre Yasubi, und vorher schon an der Schmuel, die Mischalei nahe Gemalie, heimische Abkhasche Husal, mich als Aschwire, als Aschwire, als Aschwire, habe die Schere. Und Meisi, als Aschwire, die Aschwire, die Aschwire. Das ist das Exempel. In other words, if the time of the name of the Zeile, the time of the name of the Zeile, so the Kele was worth $20, then the next day, when it was damaged, so it was worth $15. But then at the time of Amor Medin a month later. So it is worth the shovel, the king of Ashovo is worth $10. So according to Shmuel's deen of Inshoshin Gabriel Gazlan, so he still can give in the king of Ashovo. But he will have to add $10. So that's the machlokes. In other words, according to Rashi and Tesis, so Shmuel says twelve. One aloha is that she is gaining. Number two, that he cannot pay with the broken Keter. Whether it's another broken Keter or this broken Keter, the same thing. Because this broken Keter is also his. So it is treated like another broken Keter that the Gazlan has. He cannot pay with it. And the aloha of Yoshev Rabbi Shemkes Rav Musubi doesn't apply to Ganav Migazlin because it is special as a kosher of Chaim Shnai Mishalei, Chaim Lemeis, according to the Rashbam and the Rivon. So all that that Shmuel says in Shani that he escaped the Dobrak on the Chit Tzakon or the Chit Tzakos. But if he wants to use this as part and parcel of the payment, that he can. But so he has to assume the burden of paying for the loss, for the decline between the time of the Shmire and the time of Abribe. In other words, that the Pras Kele is the Gamet, the Gazlet, not the Mixel, not the Mixel. According to Ramalozo, who says Shoni, so the Pras Kele, Pras Nebele or Pras Kele, is the Migne for the Mixel. And according to Shmuel, so the Pras Kele or the Pras Nebele is the Gazlan and the Gam. Right. Now, let's see the Rambam. Now, the Rambam is mentioned in Gzeirah Aveidah, and it's also mentioned in Chasmeir. The Rambam tells us in Chasmeir Aveidah, halachat as well. There are two Rambams, very important Rambams. One in Chasmeir Aveidah and one in Gzeirah. The Rambam in Pelvez Mechazir Vaveide Halochet Esvob says as follows: Gozol Kli Vishobrei Ein Shomer Yapchas Elo Mishalim Domov Veakli Ashobo Shel Gaza. The Rambam is not so explicit as to whether the Rambam agrees with the Shite of Rashi and Tisvis or the Shite of Rashbam and Rivon. It's not explicit, but that Rabbi Ismail says, and there's a Pashas Haloshim of the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rashi and Tisvis. The Shmuel, when he says, in Shomim Vitanu Vitazlo, in effect, he mentions two dinim in the one, the Chini is Kele, so he began with Vitazlo and acquires title to the Kliya Gomu, the Kliya Gozo, and then he cannot even give a din as part and parcel of the Tashon. But because of the Zosakosu, of Chayim Shnayim Vishalim, Chayim Lomit. Gozol Kli Vishomre, in Shomre Yadchas, and in Vishalim Gomu, והכלי השובו של גזל ואם רוצו הביילים ניתן להכלי השובו נקרים ונשאל עם הפחס שזו תקונת לביילים ואם לא רוצו הורישות ביודון וחיים כל קליץ בזה זה גם במין של סיוע יבואו בחיים so that was that's the aloche of the Shomim Gane for the Gazle in other words that the Gane the Gazle acquires title to the Kli Ashobo and but the Rambam says, if the Bailim says, I want to get back the Kele, and we will just add a difference. In other words, the Kele was worth, before it broke, so it was worth $20. Now after it broke, it's worth only $50. So it's optional. It's optional with the mixer. If the Bailim says to the Gazlan, I want $20. So then he has to pay $20. And the Gazlan keeps the Kele for himself. But if the Bailim says, no, I want back that Kele, because I have a certain attachment to that Kele. You give me back that Kele, but you just reimburse me for the difference, another $5. So then the Gazlan has to give him back the Kele and add $5. The price. So he says, "Vimrotzu abayim mitelakli ashobu neikli no mishalim apras shezu takonei abayim vimrotzu shus biyodon v'chim pokalitzu." So the magnish is the kash. Vimrotzu niva shedasha ra zalema shebalkol chishol gazlen muitziyim menu hashlor vimrotzeli pshite kim sheyisratzi. Obviously, when the Rambam says, "In Rotsa Abayim Mitlakli Ashobo," "Neikli Mshal Atras," it means "In Rotsa Abayim," even if the Gazlan refuses. But it's optional with the Bailim. If the buyer wants tashlumi, $20, he gets them $20. If the buyer prefers to get back the kli hashovel, but to be reimbursed for the pass, so he's entitled to do that. So chiyuv lomo likona hagazel mishim leisim. So he raises the shaila against the Rambam. Why is it optional with the buying? After all, since she is in it, so who requires title to the kli hashovel or the gazlan? So if the gazlan doesn't want to give it, why should he be forced to give it? It's his kele. So that's the kashya in Magnish. So then he says, you ulai bisheshmeo. So there is one rabbi, and that Magnish explained. So in other words, why is it called bisheshmeo? In other words, that the Magnish means there are two kinds of shinu. There is a shinu that changes the character of the hotel. Let's say if there is a break that disables the keli from being used for what it was originally used. Let's say there is a big hole, so naturally it cannot be used. So that kind of a keli, so then the gazlan, in case of such a shever, so the buyer cannot say to the gazlan, you give me back that keli. True, there is a big hole. The hole is as large as Mitzvah. A pomegranate can fall through that keli. But I have a certain sentimental attachment to the keli. I want to get back that keli. But of course, that keli is only worth $1. There's such a big hole. A pomegranate can fall through that hole. So melee, it's worth only $1. So I'll take that keli back at the value of $1. And then you add another $19. So the Gazlan can say, no, this keli that is worth $1, you have an attachment to it, I also have an attachment to it. So it's mine, I have title, and I'll pay you $20. The Rambam wouldn't say that it's optional with the buyer. When does the Rambam say it's optional with the buyer? If the shever is a minor shever, it's a minor damage, and it's still shmeil. In other words, people still cover the keli. No, it's a minor damage. Or either a very slight hole or some other damage. Doesn't have to be. Sheva doesn't mean a hole. There is some other damage. It's a scratch. Anyway, so it's shmoyol. So in other words, so that means that there are two kinds of shinui. There is one kind of a shinui, this is what the Magnish says, that gives him title to the things. And then there is another kind of ishinu that doesn't give him time to the chayvus. So that's the pshat. One pshat. If it's not kene, so then even if the buyer wants donkey, he should not be entitled to claim donkey. Either it is ishinu that gives him title. So then, if it is a real shinu that gives him title, so mele, even if the buyer wants donkey, so the gazlan should be in a position to say Arishalachu Panecho. And if it is a shinu, so if it is the kind of a shinu that doesn't give him title, so mainly the Bible shouldn't be able to demand Dami, because the gazlan should be able to say Arishalachu Panecho. And if the shinu is a major shinu that he does give him title, so maybe he could say Arishalachu Panecho. So then the gazlan should be in a position to pay dami, even if the Bible demands that the keli should be returned to him. So the monifshek. So Reb Chaim says, now he asks the shayla. The Gemara says that Beishes Hazil Hashadozal in Kim Shadozal Yarzel have been loved during the Shlumi. So what's the pshat? Is it because she is keli? That's why he cannot return the chayfes. Or it's not based upon the aloha that Chinu is giving. But it's a special aloha that a gazlan can return the chayfets only as long as the chayfets is in the same shape as the time of the sale. In case they should have been ashagosa. In case she goes out, yazla. Vilav, domiboy shulet. But if it's not in the same shape, then the gazlan This, the gazlan cannot be counted the mitzvah of Hashem. So Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, there are two halachas. First of all, we see that Rav Chaim doesn't explain all that, but this is what it means. First of all, there is a Gemara in the Tanu in the Rube. Turn to Gemara Bolokamet, that's Samachay, on the base, at the end of the Amid. The fifth line from the end of the Amid. So the Omer of Sheishas, Homani Bishamai, the Amid of Shino bin Kenyans, the Bishamai hold, Chino is not Kenyan. Will we call it the Tanya? How do we know that Bishamai hold, the Chino is not Kenyan? The Tanya, nothing of a Snamo, in the Bayer. Gives, let's say, gives something to the Zayin for the Schar, for the Znus, so then it is possible Mizbeach. Esna Zayin is possible Mizbeach. So suppose the Beyon gives the Zayin. There's Namo Chitin, and then the Zayin made it converted. The Chitin into Seiles, or the Beyon gave the Zayin. Zayisi Malos, Biosan Shemen, and she converted the Zensi into Shemen, and of him was on Yahin, Tone Chodosea, Vitone Chodemutea. So one price says that it's possible Mizbeya. It has a Halish Shemes than Zen. Another price says it's Koshal Mizbeya. The Omar of Yisif, Tone Gulim Dimas Kule, Bisham Ayesrim, Bisil Matirim, My Time of Bishamai, Dirzim, Dam Rabbi Shineyev. So, Ubisilal Heim Beloishim. So it's a clique between Bisham and Bisilal as whether a shin is not gained. Now, and the Gemara mentions that in connection with Gaza. The clique between Bisham and Bisilal is not in connection with Gaza, it's in connection with Esnazene. What Shaykhaz does it have? With Gaza. The answer is, there is a big Shaykhaz. In other words, that if we say Shino is Kene, so then it means that if there is a Shino, so then it's Poim Chadoshis Bolotam. It's not the same Hefzer, let's say. So if a Ganef, let's say, steals grapes, a Ganef or a Dazlan steals grapes, and then he squeezes, he presses them into wine, or he steals, he dazzles olives, Zeisi, and then he converts the Zeisi into oil, into Shem. So then, according to Mandoma, that Shino is Kene, so the reason is why he's Kene, why is he Kene? Because there was a conversion, realized, in the grapes, in the olives, it's not the same chepetz that he dazzled, it's not the same chepetz that he stole, it's upon Chadoshes. So, that's why he's Kene. So the melee for the same reason, so we still say that it's not possible mizbeach because the Torah only says esnan zene, the chifetz, the article that the Baal gave to the zene is schar for the znus. So that is possible mizbeach. But if the Baal gave to the zene, he gave grapes, he gave olives. Now it's not olives, it's not grapes. It's oil, it's wine. So mainly it's upon chadoshes. It's not the same chayvet. So it's not as nazine. Mainly the ganef has acquired title because it's upon chadoshes. So it has application to ganef and to gazda. So that's one halacha of shinu kene. Then the Gemara in Golokamed of Samach Rosh says. Veishi v'zanzir ha-shaboza im kei shaboza yarazia v'im rab dobin bo yishlame. That's a special zeras ha-kosu peculiar to Ganef and to Gaza. That is this zeras ha-kosu for hei b'lo yishin yayem, and the Gemara applies it to Ganef and Gaza. That's a general thing. In other words, the chinu affects the problem chadoshes in the chepze. It's not the same chepze that the Ganef stole, that the Gazlan Gazel, it's another Herbze. So it has application to Ganef and the Gazlan, it has application to Esnan Zeine. It's not the Dodo that was given Besnano, there's none. But then there is another Zeres HaKosov. Vayishem Zagzeru Asher Gozal, Im Kein Shegozal, Yalziyav Imav Dom Veishlomeh. So that's not based upon the fact that since there was a conversion, so mainly the identity of the Chayfetz is changed, is altered, and it's upon Chadoshes, it has a new identity. So mainly it's Kainer because it has a new identity. Now, especially Zeres HaKosov, that so Igane Fidaslan has a chiyuv al Hashoveh, and the Hashoveh has to be realized as long as the Dovah Adosu is Kimoy Shegozal. So then the Hashoveh has to be fulfilled that by returning the thing in species. Not Dovah, but if it's not Kimoy Shegozal, if the Dovah Adosu is not in the same shape as it was at the time of the main time of Zele, so then the mitzvah, the chiyuv of the Gan of Gazlan is not to return the Dovah Adonai, but to pay Domi. So that's another halacha. So the Mele and Naftimine is, this is what the Magdishah says. There might be certain shinuim that from the point of view of a change of identity, it doesn't constitute a full conversion of the original object. Let's say if you got a sekeira and then there is a big hole, so then it changes the whole identity. So it's a conversion, it's not the same thing. So then he's kele. So then he has to pay domi because of the general thing of heimeloishinoyeya. But suppose the shever is a minor shever and it's not mishalish moy, the kele can still be used. And people call it a kele, they don't even call it a sheva kele, but it's scratched up, it doesn't look nice. So mele, because of the fact that it's scratched up, so mele, it's not kin shegozal, it's not in the same shape as it was at the time of the zeila. So in conversion it isn't. There is no panim chadoshes. So let's say, it doesn't come within the zeila sakosu for painful shineyeh. Because the Zasakozal of English in the is based upon the fact that there is a Panel Hadoshes. But if it's Shmoy Olof, so there's no Panel Hadoshes. But it's still, it's scratched up. So it's not in the same shape as it was at the time of the Xele. So in Mele, there is another Zasakozal, peculiar to Gazlan. But the Zasil Asher Gozal, in Kinshe Gozal Yazir. So then he has a feel of returning that kid, the Dovah Adosu. But if it's not Cain, she goes out, even though he's not Cain. But don't wash it. So in the middle, this is what the Magnisha says. When does the Rambam say that it's optional with the Bible? If the Bible wants, so then the Gazlan has to return the Dovah Adosu and then supplement that by paying the difference, and if the Byron wants, so then yes, so he keeps the Dovah Adosu, the Gazlan doesn't keep the Dovah Adosu and for himself, and he has to pay the full value. It's optional the Byron if he's not king, where the shingle is a minor shingle, so it doesn't constitute a change of identity in the Chayfetz, in the original Chayfetz. But it's still not Kein Shegozal. So Mimele, so then it's optional with the Bible. Now that's one half. Then that's one Rabbahai. I'm not going to say that. Now, then there is another Rambam, the Rambam in Chesed. Now, here, the Tal of Milchus Neva Loch Yudal. Gona behemo y kli yachalitze. Uvishasam neve o yeshove abo. The Achsha vishasam of the Bedin. Shove shnayim. Mishal mikeren kishasam neve. It has to make a good abo. Hamisha vishasam of the Bedin. That's the more in Bobakame in Mirube. All right. Tapsamachay, turn to the Gemara of Volkan. Tapsamachay Yomadal. The fourth line from the top of the Omer. Gufe, Omara, Keren, Kein Shegona. תשלום הקיבה שמה בו חמישה ושעשה מורה בדין מי תן דרב או מקום בני בו בחיים חיים שניים ישאלו המי קומח רחמונה חיים בבני ואח יניקר הם כאין שבונה so that if there is a kosu that the keren has to be paid כאין שבונה but אומר רב שינשין Now then, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shimshin, Samin Eknayim Mishach Yitrav, Omer Shmaitze, Itan Yekhusha Vishmina, Mishal Ota Shemekim, Vashmina Abor Hamisho, Kein Shegona. And so we see that Tashmekim, Tashmina Abor Hamisho is also Kein Shegona. Amre Mishim Domore, I'm not Patimne Vachakle. I'm not Patimne Vachakle. Tosh, Shmina Vishmina, Mishal Ota Shemekim, Vashmina Abor Hamisho, Kein Shegona. Hosuname Mishim Damino, Malikatri Kul, Malikatri Paulo. Ki koma rav biyukhe bizur. In other words, when does Rav say that Tashim Ekeichu is kishamasa medidim, Rav does not have reference to the case where, let's say, the ganev stole a pet behemah because the bailei used to feed the behemah very well and then he let the behemah starve. So then, b'shasamod medidim, so it was a starving. So in that situation, so Rav wouldn't say Tashlumi Abol Chamisha Kishasamol Bedin, because the Bible can say to the Ganef, Ano Patine Va Chaklet. But when does Rav say Tashlumi Kik Tashlumi Abol Chamisha Kishasamol Bedin, when the decline originated not in starvation, because the Ganef, the Gazlet, let the behemoth starve, but in the case when there was a change of price? Let's say the behemoth at the time of the gneve was worth, at the time of the gneve or the sale was worth 4 zuz, and then at the time of Amar Medin, the price declined. So this kind of behemoth, even though it's in the same shape, so it's worth only 1 zuz. So as far as the keren is concerned, so he has to pay 4. As far as the Tashlum Mekeichu Tashlumi Abol Chamisha are concerned, so he has to pay only 1. This is what Rav says. Ki komarav v'yukhe v'zule v'kom. Hey, chedom. Ilayin v'kom v'shav yezuzeh, v'yisik v'shav yedale yezuzeh, keren kim shegona. So if, let's say, the time of the Gzeila of the Gneide, it was worth 1 zuz, and the time of Amor Ebedin, it is worth 4, so then he has to pay 4. When he pleaded the rabbi, Doma rabbi, Haiman, because of Hitler, the Hamra, the Havre, we call it as a Shavi Zuzi, we say Shavi Dalet. If somebody guzzled a barrel of wine from his friend, and then at the time of the Zele, the barrel of wine was worth 1 zuz, at the time of Amor Ebedin, it is worth 4 zuzi. So, if he broke it at the time of the breaking, if the barrel of wine had it worth the price of 4 zuz, he has to pay 4 zuz. But it's from a melee, if it broke by itself, so the melee has to pay only Mishalim Zuzet. So we see so that he pays ke ingneve. So Amre Kiko Marav Kim Mikore Shav Yudalet V'Lipsev Shav Yezuzet Keren Kim Shigona Tashlum Kim Tashlum Amo Hamisho Kishas Amor Ebedin. So that's Rav's deal, in line with Rav's deal. In other words, that Keren is Kim Shigona and Tashlum Kim Tashlum Amo Hamisho is Kishas Amor Ebedin. So that's the Gemara. Now let's see the Rambam. The Rambam Kershav V'Chazmila Aloch Yedalet כל הבאים הולכים בחיי צדר ובשעה סגלי והוא שווה אבו ואח שווה שעה סמול בדין שווה שניים משאול קרם כשעה סגלי בו ותשמו מכיר פה אבו חמישו כשעה סמול בדין הוא שווה בשעה סגלי בו שניים ובשעה סמול בדין אבו the same example except that Gemara mentions Zuzi and Dalet and the Rambam mentions Tu and Dalet now it doesn't make any difference אם שוחת ומוחת אוי שובר הכלי, אוי איבדוי, משאלי, תשמיקי ועבור חמישו, כשעשה מול מדים. ואיסו הבאים, אוי עובד הכלי, so you see, the Rambam does not have Nikudes, but the first is the same letters, has to be pronounced, אוי איבדוי, be a guy. In other words, he made it loss. He threw it away. He threw it away into the ocean. So then it's eaten. So it's be a guy. So we shall not show the cake of the Havisha, which has a mother in the main Sabi, or in Omada, the Atzme. So, Meiro, we shall not show the cake of the Shazakne. Anyway, here the Rambam mentions, he mentions other Alohes, but together with the Alohes that he mentions, he also mentions Shmuel's name, of in Shomim Ligamed, Ligavren. In Shomim Ligamed, Ligavren. So he says, we may so Abeimo, that's the aloche. In other words, he has to pay, he keeps the broken keile. He keeps for himself. And he has to pay the full value as much as it was worth. At the time of the gneive. So that's the aloche of Ein Shomim. We come from the Gaza. So Omar Avraham, Avol Kishomu, in Shomim Midame, Hane Mile Bikarne, Avol Bikrele, Shomim Midame, Dum Yedigazle, Vaseich Omerike. So the Rabbi finishes in Bikrele, Shara Odinore, the Shmuel's Din of in Shomim Midame for Midazle applies only to the principle, to the Kerem. It doesn't apply to the Kerem. And the Seichu is Mechayim. Logic dictates it. So he says, why? What the Rabbit says, because you see, and you shouldn't ask, after all, Shmuel doesn't say, in Shom Karen Ligandu Gazla, he says, in Shom Ligandu Gazla. The answer is, Shmuel mentions not only Gazlan, he mentions Gazlan too. Gazlan doesn't take it for altogether. So, obviously, Shmuel is reference to the Tashlum of Karen. Because he discusses Gazlan has no tashlum of Kefil, only Kefil. So vis-a-vis Gamed, when Shmuel says in Shomim, he also limits himself only to the payment of the Kefil, not to the Kefil or the Dalvi. That's the Rashi. Now, let's see what my mission says. Because of our subjects of our drama for the Shambu, the hurricane. The hurricane says, or Rabbi, the Rabbi says, that by Seichel Merakei, so the Magnishki says that the Seichel of the Rabbi is Merakei, but the Seichel of the Rambam doesn't dictate that way. The hurricane says, or Rabbi, Vadini may, and he agrees with the Seichel of the Rambam, Shehu Ganav Stam, Shehu Ganav Stam on me, ובכל כאלה יש לשלום הכיפו אלא אם כן הייתה ואם כן הוי אומר מפורש אפתו שמואל says in Shomim Ligalim Ligazim. So true, as far as Gazlan is concerned there is no king, but as far as Gazlan is concerned there is king too. And he says in Shomim Stav, he doesn't say in Shomim Kerem Ligalim, he says in Shomim Ligalim. So that means in respect to the capable payment also. ומשהו כל סוף הרבה רומזר דום יהיה בגזלה מין יהיה יהוד כדי יישא לא כדי יישא וידום אין אפשר מי שאפשר שערי בגזלה כיפה ובאד הרבה אם הוא יהיה דום דום עמודים יהיה גזלה נו יום נחיה תכהי חדו גזלה משום עם כואב הוכנה משום עם גמר ואית נראה לי כי כיפה מחוי בו להשתאו עם כן הקרם וראי מן הירושלם מניין שאין שום עם להם אומר רבה במאמו חיים שניים ישרי חיים ולמייסי עד כדי גניבה זה למיניים אומר רבו בימבי של זציל השבוס. So the Magnishne says that there is a rabbi from the Yerushalmi to the Rambam Shikra that the Aluch of Ben Shomim applies to Tkifu also. Why? Because how do we know the Aluch of Ben Shomim? So what does the Gemara mention? The Yerushalmi, what is Tesis mention the name of Yerushalayim because of the Gezeiras HaKosuv of Chayim Shnayim Yishalei Chayim Olmeis. Now that is Tesis Shita, contrary to the Shita of the Rashbam and the Rivot. But Tesis Shita is that in Shomim Gamil Gazlan implies two things. Number one, the Chinim is Gane, so the Gamil the Gazlan requires title to the Dover Agon and Dover HaKosuv, and then he has to pay, he cannot pay him Suvim, so he cannot take the Dover Agon that he was Gane, or the Dover Agosu that he's Gane, and give a Dine as part payment. because there is a loche of Chayim Ulemesi. Now, so how do we know the loche of in Shomim Damudazim? From the posik of Chayim Shnayim Nishalim. The posik of Chayim Shnayim Nishalim discusses not only Keren, it discusses Kevul too. Because the Torah says Chayim Shnayim Nishalim. So the Mele, it's Mucha from that Yerushalmi. It's Mucha from that Yerushalmi that the Daloche of Inshomim applies to Kefu as well. And then the Gemara in Yerube, that I mentioned before, Gufe Omar Rav, Keren Kishvon Dashon Kiva Shulah Bo Chamish Kishvon Bidin. My time with the Rav, Omar Kro, Gnei Vemachai. Amai Kama Rachmon Echayim, Bidnei Ve Achir Keren Kishvon. Achir Keren Kishvon. So isn't it mashma from this Gemara that the derived is right? Isn't it mashma from this Gemara that the derived is right? Because the Bar Mishnah says there is a riot from the Yerushalmi that to the Rambam Shem, that the Aloha of Inshomim applies to the Kefu. Also, not only the Kefu. Why? Because the whole Aloha of Inshomim is deduced by Yerushalayim from the Posik of Chaim Shnayim Nishalim. And there the Posik says Chaim Shnayim, so the Posik discusses Kefu as well. But, on the other hand, Rav himself makes a distinction between Keren and Tashlumei Kefu, that only Keren is Kein Shegona. But Tashlumei Kefu is Kishas HaMoed Bedin. Tashlumei Kefu is Kishas HaMoed Bedin. And how does he know that Keren is Kein Shegona? From the Posik of Chaim Shnayim Nishalim. Ach Yel Keren Kein Shegona. So the question arises, so how does Rav make a distinction between Keren and Kefu? Because since the whole Aloche that Keren is Kein Shegona is deduced from the Posik of Chaim Shnayim Nishalim, so that means that if it was worth Dalet Zuzim at the time of the Gneve, and the time of Amod Bedin, it's worth only one Zuz. So then, the Keren has to pay Dalet, not one, because of Chayim. After the Keren Kishagona, so how can Rav say, as far as the Kefu, as the double indemnity is concerned, so that he pays only one Zuz? He pays only one zuz.